نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praises due to Allah. We laud him, beseech his help, and in him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Islam. O human beings, fear Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul is mate, and from the two of them countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Keep the relations of ties of your family that you have among you, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins, and he will repair your deeds, and say a word which is straight and correct. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of successes. As to what proceeds, truly the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are novelties. For surely every novelty in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, Al-Qur'an al-Majid, after I say, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, call to the way of your Lord, call to the sabil of your Lord with hikmah and beautiful exhortation. Call to the sabil or the way of your Lord with hikmah or wisdom, meaning the sunnah, and beautiful exhortation, which means at-targhib wa-tarheeb, inciting the people to that which will make them feel happy and reminding the people of that which will make them sad, meaning reminding them of the Jannah and now. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and argue with them in a manner that is best. Argue with them in a manner that is handsome. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا ضَلَّ عَن سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ مُهْتَدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the end of this ayah, for surely Allah, He's the one who is the best of those who know, who is astray from His sabil, from His way. And he is also the one who knows best those who are guided. In this particular ayah in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us some of the principles of a da'wah. And he's informing us that the people who are truly calling to La ilaha illallah, who are truly calling to the sabil of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, are those who do it with hikmah and maw'idat al-hasana. Those who do it with the sunnah, by speech and by action. And those who enjoin and encourage the people, reminding them of al-jannah and warning them of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the best. And there's no one who knows better than him who is astray from his sabir. And in this ayah and other ayahs of the Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is explaining to us that if you don't call to the way of Allah, then you're calling to the way of a shaitan. Because there are only two ways, the way to Allah and the way to a shaitan. And Allah knows who's calling to his way, and Allah knows of those who are astray from his way, and he knows those who are guided. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has demanded from us, commanding us, as he says in his book in Surah Al-Hashr, وَمَا آتَكَ مَا الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the message of Allah gives you, take it. And whatever the message of Allah forbids, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abstain from it and stay far away from it. Allah has demanded from us and commanded us in this ayah to take what the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us and to stay far away from that which is prohibited. The deen of Islam in itself is ilm. The deen of Islam in itself is knowledge. And that knowledge is to be preserved by Allah himself and only Allah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave the messenger of Allah the power and the ability to transmit this deen, which is the knowledge of Islam. These two terms, the ilm and the deen, are synonymous. There is no deen without knowledge, and there is no knowledge without deen. And this is why one of the great people of the past, in the time of the tabi'un, close to the time of the etsaba'u tabi'een, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, Muhammad ibn Sirin, the one who the people lie on, the one who the people fabricate upon, the great scholar after the, in the second generation of Islam, Muhammad ibn Sirin, by attributing that book of dreams to him, that famous book in all the bookstores called the Book of Dreams, that is not from Muhammad ibn Sirin, but it is a fabrication and attributed to him. Muhammad ibn Sirin, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, al-ilmu deenun, that knowledge is the deen, that knowledge is the deen. He said, so beware whom you take your deen from. Beware who you take your deen from, meaning beware who you take your ilm from, because the ilm and the deen are synonymous. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in authentic narration, a hadith that is hasan, transmitted and collected by Al-Bayhaqi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahimahullah, he said, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ, that carrying this knowledge, meaning carrying this deen, مِنْ كُلِّ خَلْفٍ عُدُولُهُ, at every generation, and after every generation, and generation after generation, there are going to be people who are going to be trustworthy. There are going to be people who are honest and upright and righteous, that are going to carry this ilm, meaning carry this deen. These people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three aspects about them. The first of those people are the Sahaba, and then the Tabi'un who came after them, and then the third generation, Atba'u Tabi'een. And those people, those imams, and those scholars, women, men and women, who came after the third generation and stuck to the Quran, the ilm, the sunnah, the ilm, the examples of those three generations, which is the ilm again. The knowledge is the deen, and the deen is knowledge. Those people who stuck with those teachings and those philosophies and those ideologies and those concepts, the aqidah of the people of the past, the salaf, As-Salaf al-Salih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith by Al-Bayhaqi described him by three ways. يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُهُ. After every generation, in each succeeding generations, including our time, there are going to be people who are going to carry this ilm, meaning carry this deen. Yanfuna anhu tahreef al-ghalin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, giving us the first attribute of the people who will come in every generation, that they will be the people who will reject and eject and cast out and repudiate and reject by all means those people who are extremists, those people who go over the boundaries, those people who are practicing ghulu, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, talking to the Ahl Kitab, telling them, لا تغلو في دينكم. Don't go in excesses to your deen. And the Muslims have done the same thing in going to excesses in their deen. So the first attribute of those people who will carry this ilm, this knowledge, meaning the deen of Islam in every generation, being trustworthy, being honest, being upright, being pious, the first attribute are those who reject those distortions, tahreef al-ghalin, the distortions of the people who go beyond the boundaries. And an example of this is the people, unfortunately, many Muslims around the world who have this crazy, mixed up, fit to be in a garbage dump belief called Wahdatul Wujud. Wahdatul Wujud is the belief or the concept that Allah is in His creation and that the creation is in Allah. This crazy, mixed up, foolish belief by 90% or more of the Muslims today that Allah is everywhere, that Allah is in this masjid, and Allah is in the Kaaba, and Allah is in a camel, and Allah is in the bathroom. Because if they say that Allah is everywhere, that's exactly what they're saying. That when those crazy kuffar in the street smoke some crack, they're smoking Allah. Because if Allah is everywhere, He has to be in that crack pile. That when a person goes upstairs to the bathroom and urinates, they're urinating Allah, wali'adhu billah. Because Allah is everywhere. In order to be everywhere, you have to be in everything. So the first attribute of the people who are upright and trustworthy, who are honest and pious, believing the way Allah's Messenger believes, and the Sahaba believes, and the Tabi'un believes, and the Atba'u Tabi'een, the first attribute of these people, yanfuna anhu tahreef al-ghalin. They will reject the false interpretation, the distortion of the people who go beyond the bounds. While Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the one who has ulu, the one who has transcendency and sublimity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over His throne, as He says, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa. The Beneficent One is over His throne and a manner befitting His majesty. And then the second attribute of those individuals whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تزالوا طائفتم من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. The Prophet in this hadith transmitted by Ahmed and others, he said that there will always be in my ummah a group of people victorious. There will always be a group of people, and not a large group, always a group of people, no matter what time or place, from my ummah that will be victorious, sticking to the truth. What is the truth? The ilm. What is the ilm? The deen. Be careful who you take your ilm from, and be careful who you take your deen from. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this auspicious hadith, this great hadith, this noble narration from him, that there's always going to be a people from my ummah who are going to be on the truth, and they won't fear the harm of those people. And we're not talking about the people just the kuffar, we're talking about the crazy Muslims with their crazy beliefs. They won't fear the crazy beliefs and concepts of those Muslims and the crazy beliefs of the kuffar. And they will remain on the truth, even as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, that you are the jama'ah even if you're by yourself, as long as you agree and are in consonant with the truth. And they will remain on the truth, Rasulullah alayhi salam said, until the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. The second attribute of those people whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said will come generation after generation after generation, the second attribute is وَانْتِحَالُ الْمُبْتِلِينَ. Those people who are plagiarists, and their plagiarism with their false claims, those individuals who bring into the deen the likes of Greek mythology, the likes of Roman philosophy, the likes of Sufism, those people who are the plagiarists, stealing from those Greeks of the past, and the Romans of the past, and the Persians of the past, and the Chinese or whoever they may be, stealing their kufr from them and bring it into Islam, and having the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to attribute it to themselves as though it's from them. Those people who make Allah like Zeus among the Ummah of Muhammad. Those people who make Allah like Neptune in the Ummah of Muhammad. Those people who make Allah like Isis and Osiris. Those people who are plagiarizing the kufr and attributing the kufr to themselves, borrowing it, stealing it, extracting it from those people who are the people who are destined for the hellfire. And the third and final attribute that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the characteristic that will let us know who is on the haq and who is on the batil, who is on the truth and who is on the falsehood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَتَأْوِيلُ الْجَاهِلِينَ. وَتَأْوِيلُ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And the distortions of the ignorant. Those people who make ta'wil, who make ta'wil with their false tafsir and their ignorance, those are the people who blindly follow the mazhabs of the imams. And they call the following the mazhabs of the imams, leaving off the Quran and the sunnah while twisting the verses and twisting the hadith to fit their mazhab. Lying on Rasulullah. No, lying on Allah. Lying on Allah firstly, then lying on the Messenger of Allah, and then lying on the companions of the Messenger of Allah, by going around the United States and other places in the world, heaping up sin on themselves, by telling the Muslims that they have to follow a mazhab, and if they don't follow a mazhab, they're going to be astray. The ta'wil al-jahileen, those people who are ignorant, who are distorting the deen. So the attributes of the people who will come in every single generation, they are these people whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ وَأَصْحَابِي. When he was asked, who is that saved sect? Who is the sect of the 73 that when the 72 are going to go to hell and only one won't go, who are they, Rasulullah? We need to know because we don't want to be of them. The Messenger of Allah said, those who are on my sunnah today and the sunnah of my companions. And this is why Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, Ibn Anas, the grandson of Anas Ibn Malik, the Sahabi, radiallahu anhu majma'in, he said, whatever was Islam then, is Islam now. And whatever wasn't Islam then, is not Islam now. And this is why Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari saw some of the people in the masjid in that town, groups of people with a leader leading each group, having pebbles like you have your thicker bees today, following the Hindus and the Catholics with their rosary, with Hail Mary. They saw them during the time of the Tabi'un, bickering. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said, I see something that I like, I see something that is good, but I don't like it. He saw three or four groups of people, with people leading them, saying Subhanallah 100 times. Alhamdulillah 100 times, Allahu Akbar 100 times, while flicking these pebbles. Being a scholar of Islam himself, he didn't want to deal with it. He obeyed Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. So he left the masjid, even though he was a scholar himself, to find someone who was more knowledgeable than him. He went out and he got Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu warzahu. He told him what he saw. I saw people in the masjid, two or three or four groups, as the authentic narration collected by Darimi says. And each one of those halaqat, each one of those zikr circles, as they call them today, had a man telling the people to say 100 times after him, flicking these pebbles like you flick your beads. Subhanallah. And then they would say it. Alhamdulillah. And then they would say it. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, defender of the Quran and the Sunnah and eradicator of the bid'ah, he went to the masjid and he said, Uddu sayyi'atikum. Uddu sayyi'atikum. You should be counting your sins. وَأَنَا ضَامِنٌ أَلَّا يَدِيعَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِكُمْ شَيْءٍ. And I will guarantee you that you won't lose anything of your good deeds. عُدُّوا سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. You should be counting your sins, not the devil. You should be counting your sins, not the beast. You should be counting your sins. And then he said to those people, وَيْحَكَ يَا أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Woe unto you, O Ummah of Muhammad. Woe unto you, O Ummah of Muhammad. Ma asra'a halakatakum. How quickly, how fast you are speeding to your destruction. Ha'ula'i sahabatun nabiyikum. Alladhina mutawafirun. Then he said, here are your companions, the companions of your prophet. They're still here. They still exist. Meaning you're going away from the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sahaba are still alive. You have the audacity to invent something into this deen when the Sahaba are still living among you. How dare you? And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, هَذَا ثِيَابُهُ لَمْ تَبْلَلْ وَآنِيَتُهُ لَمْ تُقْصَرْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. He said, this is the clothes of the Messenger of Allah. And they haven't even worn out yet. As we say in America, the person's body hasn't even got cold yet. Here's the Messenger of Allah's clothes and they haven't worn out yet. And his vessels, his cups and his dishes haven't even been broken yet. Showing you how long they waited to innovate into the deen, the ilm, the deen, this precious thing that Allah gave us. He said, مَا أَسْرَعَ هَلَكَتُكُمْ. You are speeding to your destruction. The companions of the Messenger of Allah are still alive. His clothes haven't been worn out yet. His vessels have not been broken yet. I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands. إِنَّكُمْ لَعَلَى مِلَّةِ أَهْدَى مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَوْ مُفْتَتِحُ بَابِ ضَلَالَةٍ. He said, either you are on a deen, some new religion that is more guided than the religion of Muhammad, or you have opened the door to error and clear deviance. Then they said, Alu, they said, Ya Aba Abdurrahman, O Abdurrahman, Abu Abdurrahman, Ma aradana illa al-khayr. We only intended that which was good. We just want to make a little zikr, subhanallah. What's wrong with that? A few beads, a few zikr beads, a few pebbles, a few daystones. What's the problem? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ الْخَيْرِ لَنْ يُسِيبَهُ. How many times have you seen people intending to do good and it never reaches them? Why doesn't it reach them? It's because they have deviated from the Quran, twisting the meaning. They have deviated from the Sunnah, twisting the Hadith. And they have left the authenticated practice and belief of the Sahaba, the Tabi'un who follow them in righteousness, and those who follow them, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين أما بعد. Some of the people of the past, brothers and sisters, have given us some beautiful things that will aid us and guide us and catapult us to be among those people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said will come in every single generation. Some of the sayings of those people of the past are as follows. One of them is the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu, where he says, آمنت بالله وبما جاء عن الله على مراد الله. He said, I believe in Allah, of which we all say. We all say, I believe in Allah, but listen closely to what Imam al-Shafi'i attached to that. I believe in Allah and what came from Allah. Did the zikr beads come from Allah? Did those zikr circles come from Allah? Did those zikrs that you making, whoo, 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 did that come from Allah? Did that come from Allah? I believe in Allah. And that which came from Allah, the way Allah intended it. Did the messenger of Allah's companions put a white sheet on the floor and say Rasulullah's soul comes when they make a zikr? Did the Rasulullah's companions say that there was a dua that the Chitani Sufis in their ghulu, when they transgressed the bounds, did they make a dua that the Chitani Sufis, and it's recorded that they say, that if you say Salatul Fatih, some dua that they made up that came from some foolish dream, that if you say Salatul Fatih one time, it's better than saying the Quran in its entirety 6,000 times. It's recorded in their book. This is not made up. I'm not making it up. It's in their book that they've written themselves. If you make this dua one time, called Salatul Fatih lima ulika, the dua that opens that which was closed, it is better than reading the entire Quran 6,000 times. A'udhu billahi minhu. I seek refuge with Allah from them, wa kalamihim, and from their speech, and from everything that they bring. And from everything that they bring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, has blessed Imam al-Shafi'i to continue that statement. Wa amantu bi rasulillah. And I believe in the messenger of Allah. Wa bima ja'a an rasulillah. And that which came from Rasulullah. And that which came from Rasulullah. Ala maradi rasulillah. The way the messenger of Allah intended it. Did the messenger of Allah intend you to fix a time period to go out to give dawah? Did Abu Bakr tell you that there was 40 days you go out in the path? Did the tabi'un tell you there was 40 days to go out in the path? Did the etba'u tabi'een fix a number of going out in the path to give dawah? Where do you get this from? Innakum la'ala millati ahd min Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either you are on a deen that is more guided than the messenger of Allah, أَوْ مُفْتَتِهُ بَابِ الدَّلَالَةِ, or you have opened the door to error. You have opened the door to error because you have deviated, as Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As Allah says, عُدُعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ. سبيل المؤمنين وما تولى ونسله ما تولى ونسله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونسله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Whoever opposes, contradicts, makes war against the messenger of Allah, after this ill, this knowledge, this deen, this guidance, this bayina, this huda, this nur comes to them, and they follow a way other than the believers, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Aisha, and the rest, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, we will lead them to that which they turn to, and cast them into the hellfire, and they deserve it, as the Messenger of Allah said, 73 sets. All will be in the hellfire. They deserve to be in the hellfire because they turned away from the way of the Sahaba. They turned away from the beliefs of the Sahaba. They turned away from the actions of the Sahaba. And Allah ends the ayah by saying, وَسَاءَتْ نَصِيرًا. A hapless, hopeless, terrible journey's end. Brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to the statement of some of the other people of the past. Some of the other people of the past, they have said, if حَيْثُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَنْ عِلْمٍ وَقَفُوا وَبِبَصْرٍ نَابِذٍ كُفُوا. Stop where the people stop. What did he mean by this?
stop where the people stop. If you don't know that the companions believe that way, then you need to stop and believe the way they believe. If you don't find the companions making salat the way you make a salat, you need to stop and do what they did. If you don't find the companions fasting the way you fast, then stop and do it the way they did it. If you find the companions breaking their fast, making dua when the adhan is called, and delaying the breaking of the fast, we don't find it from the companions. This is the actions of the Jews and the Christians, and this is the way the word breakfast comes from. Because they delay the breaking of the fast. We don't find the companions of the Messenger of Allah when the adhan is called, waiting, making dua. Waiting, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes goes by. Fifth, حيث وقف القوم. Stop where the people stop. Because surely they stop with true knowledge. And with deep insight, they refrain. In Imam al-Zuhri al-Azai, and my memory doesn't serve me correctly, he said, or the both of them said, وَعَلَيْكَ بِآثَارِ مَنْ سَلَفْ وَإِنْ رَفَضَكَ النَّاسِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَأَرَاءَ الرِّجَالِ وَإِنْ زَخْرَفُوهَا لَكَ بِالْقَوْلِ. One of the people of the past has said, it is obligatory on you to stick to the traditions, and he said the word of the seller. It is obligatory on you to stick to the narrations of the seller, even if the people reject what you stick to. Even if they reject what you stick to. And beware of the opinions of the other people, your maulana, your sheikh, your mullah, your mufti, whom you have put up above you without justification. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَآرَاءَ الرِّجَالِ. And beware of the opinions of the other people. وَإِنْ زَخْرَفُوهَا لَكَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Even if they adorn their speech and make it real pretty, watch out for them. Stick to the way of the people of the seller, even if the people reject you. I swear by Allah, as sure as I'm on this minbar, brothers and sisters in Islam, if we don't reevaluate our position in the da'watul haq, the da'watul salafiyyah, the only da'wah that calls to the truth of the Quran and the Sunnah, if we don't take another look at it and start rejecting it, we're going to be like those people who are going to be in the hellfire, because Allah mentions that whoever turns away from them, He will cast them into the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us have the aqidah of the seller. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of them. Ridwanullahi alayhim. And we ask you, O Allah, to make our actions like the people called the seller. Ameen. And we ask you, O Allah, to take us away from all of those hizbiyyah, all the ahzab, all the parties, all the groups, people calling to bay'ah, people calling to the bid'ah bay'ah. We ask you, O Allah, to keep us away from those people and guide them to the da'wah to salafiyyah, the da'wah of the haq. We ask you, O Allah, to take those brothers who are gone 40 days in the past and return to the deen of Islam the way the companions did. Ameen. We ask you, Allah, to make those people who invite Jews and Christians to have interfaith dialogue to return to the way of the Salaf and tell those Jews and Christians they are kuffar and they go into hell if they don't accept Islam. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa aqim as-salat.